This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A new $6 billion aid package from the U.S. will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors, too. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he bluntly warned that if China does not end its support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. But as VOA's Tommy McNeil reports, that was not the only subject where Blinken pressed firmly.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News.